death toll from Highland Park is now 7. 7 is now the death toll from Highland Park. Another person has died as a result of that shooting from the 21-year-old monster who planned this in advance, whose father vouched for him to get a rifle, hunting rifle of some sort, I'm guessing. I've not seen that yet, but they kept saying a high-powered rifle. So it's not an AR-15, because if it were, they'd be running around screaming how it was an AR-15, and they would be going bonkers on that. They didn't. Kamala Harris went to Highland Park, and here is her comment. Well, I want to read it to you. "We've got to take this stuff seriously as you, because you have been forced to take this seriously." Seriously? I'm going to read it to you again. "We've got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to take this seriously." Once again, she's an idiot. Word salad. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. At any rate, Bobby Cremo. Is it Crimo? Crimo? I've heard it said a couple of different ways. Crimo's attorney declined comment, citing the early stage in the proceedings and noting that he has had limited contact with the client. Details about the attack and his background of the alleged shooter emerged throughout the day, Monday and Tuesday. Crimo planned the parade attack for weeks, according to police and prosecutors, then climbed a fire escape ladder to the roof of a building and fired as the Independence Day parade was in full swing. He dressed as a woman in order to evade detection and then blend into the crowd and disappear. After firing dozens of shots, he exited the roof, dropped the rifle, slipped into the crowd, and went to his mother's house. The gun that was used in the attack was purchased legally in Illinois because he had evaded red flag laws that should have been implemented in his case. If you're going to support such things, do something about it, Illinois. Hold yourself accountable. Parade attendees described hearing a barrage of bullets while watching floats and marchers on the street. People grabbed children and ran, taking cover in shops. A tuba player recalled watching people running in panic while his band played on. 45 people either killed or injured during the attack. 45. Unbelievable. Among the dead, Catherine Goldstein, 64. Arena McCarthy, 35. Kevin McCarthy, 37. Jacqueline Sundheim, 63. Steven Strauss, 88. Nicholas Toledo, Zaragoza, 78. Those are among those that have died. We don't have a couple of names that are still missing. The point being, this monster got a gun. And like I've said, I don't know what we do to change this narrative. I don't like it any more than you do. I can't stand it. The full portrait of this guy remains hazy, to say the least. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering told the Today Show she remembers him being a Cub Scout. Wondered what allegedly led him to a rooftop above the parade. One of those things where you step back and say, what happened? The mayor of the city there had this kid as a Cub Scout years ago. He posted online videos under the name The Awake Rapper, some with chilling references to violence, including one that features footage of a young man in a bedroom in a classroom, along with cartoons of a gunman and people being shot. Maybe somebody should have taken notice, but of course, again, they didn't. Of course, again, they didn't. The FBI obsessed with, you know, Donald Trump and not this sort of thing, apparently. What else would you take from all of this, right? All right, enough about that right now. He was also kicked out of a Jewish synagogue, as if there's another kind. And here's where we end up, right? Here's where we end up with a guy who should have no access to firearms, and here we are. And by the way, the 18 to 21 moratorium on firearms wouldn't have changed any of this. Because some people want to raise the purchase age to 21. Well, he's 21. The national average for gasoline fell to $4.77.9, so $4.78 today, which is good news. Gas keeps coming down, but the high was on June 14th at 5.01 6/10. The cost of diesel topped out on June 19th at 581 and 6/10. Today it's 571. It's a dime less. But a year ago, gas was 313. As I recall, it's long before Russia invaded Ukraine. You know, I'm not real good at math, but I think that a year ago would make it July, which is a long time before the end of February 2022. But the demand for gas is falling, so they finally found the sweet spot. But this is what they're doing. Let me be clear about this. They are normalizing $5 gas. I've said this before, but that's the whole point. The normalized $5 gas so they can punish you. But at the same time, they're destroying our ability to create energy in America, which is unbelievable. It's stupid, and it's dangerous. Incredibly. Look at Germany now. Cut off from the majority of the natural gas from Nord Stream 1 coming from Russia, which means the price of energy in Germany has skyrocketed. And if Russia cuts it off completely, Germany's in real trouble, which is why they're refiring right now. Every coal-fired power plant that's still functional is going back online in Germany right now. Here in America, we destroy every coal-fired power plant that we can find. China's building hundreds around the world, hundreds, literally. As we destroy our ability to create light and heat and air conditioning and all of that, we're destroying our ability. The darkening is coming. Millions of Americans remain under the threat of rolling blackouts this summer, and this heat wave could be the first big test in the center of the country. This heat wave could be the first big test in the center of the country. Heat waves coming later this year through July into August or September could prove how far gone our system is. Why are we weakening ourselves? Why are we weakening ourselves before we have had any chance or opportunity to convert to green energy? You can't get there. You can't. It's not possible. And so it is. Some final thoughts for this hour. Straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.